Welcome. In this lesson, you're going to learn a die mental edit. Warp a movie sample from scratch in Ableton Live 12 for Breakbeat Science. We'll take a movie clip, from import all the way to a tempo locked, playable drum and bass break, using only Live 12 stock devices and clip tools. This is an advanced workflow focused on preserving punchy transients, repairing tempo drift, and turning cinematic foley and dialogue into tight ENB breaks. What you'll build, a warped, tempo-locked movie-derived break that sits at a DNB tempo. I use 174 BPM as an example. A playable drum rack or simpler instrument made from slices of that warped audio so you can live edit and resequence. A short processed loop, 8 to 16 bars, showing glue slash compression, saturation, transient control and groove placement, ready to drop into a drum and bass arrangement. Before we start, a quick naming note. When you create your live set and the main clips, use the exact phrase die mantle edit, warp a movie sample from scratch in Ableton Live 12 for Breakbeat Science in the set name and clip name so you can trace these examples later. Step-by-step walkthrough. A. Project setup and import. Create a new live set and name it exactly. Die mantle edit, warp a movie sample from scratch in Ableton Live 12 for Breakbeat Science. Set your project tempo to your target DNB tempo. 174 BPM is typical. Drag your movie file .mov. .mp4, etc., from Finder or Explorer into an empty audio track. Live will automatically create an audio clip containing the movie's audio. B. Create an unmodified reference copy. Duplicate the imported audio clip right away. CMD on Mac / Control on Windows plus D. Label one clip Aurig Ref and another working warp. Right-click Aurig Ref, right arrow show / hide warping and disable warp on that clip. Keep that unwarped source for a / B and resampling. C. Initial transient analysis and tempo assessment. Select working warp and open clip view. Turn on warp. Inspect the waveform for obvious percussive hits, footsteps, doors, punches. Change warp mode to beats for percussive content and set the transient preservation options to keep hits punchy. If the movie audio is full and mixed, Complex Pro can be used later, but start with beats. D. Establish bar / beat grid and create a tempo reference. Find a clear transient you want to anchor to bar 1. Zoom in and either drag the clip start to that transient or add a warp marker at that transient. Right-click that warp marker and choose set 1.1.1 here. If the audio is steady, right-click a transient near the start and try warp from here straight or warp from here tempo. For cinematic material with tempo drift, ship automated stretching and plan to add warp markers manually every few bars. E. Manual transient mapping and micro timing correction. Play the clip with the metronome and watch for hits that fall off the grid. Double click to add warp markers on the transients you want to lock. Kicks, snare-like hits, big fully impacts. Drag markers left or right to snap transients to the beat grid. Use an appropriate grid resolution. 1/16 for most breaks, 1/32 for finer fills. For drift, add markers at phrase boundaries and inside the phrase to capture curvature. Distribute markers to smooth stretching artifacts. F. Dealing with artifacts and choosing warp mode after mapping, listen closely. If transients smear or sound facey, try beats mode with higher transient preservation. Best for isolated percussive hits. Try Complex Pro for dense cinematic audio if beats sounds choppy. If beats creates popping unpitched material, lower transient preservation or switch to Complex Pro for that region. G. Consolidate clean loops and resample. When you have a clean 1/4 bar section aligned, select it and consolidate CMD / Control plus J. Rename the consolidated clip break slice a warped. Keep Aurig Ref as backup. To commit a CPU-friendly render, solo the track and resample. Create a new audio track, set input to resampling, arm it, and record a take. H. Slice to drum rack / simpler for reprogramming option 1. Slice to new MIDI track drum rack. Right-click the consolidated warped clip, right arrow slice to new MIDI track. Choose slicing at transients. Live creates a drum rack with simpler instances on pads. Open the MIDI clip and audition keys to hear slices mapped across pads. Now reprogram the break with MIDI. Option 2. Simpler slicing for a single playable sampler. Drag the consolidated audio into an empty simpler. Use slice mode with transient or warp marker slices. Adjust start and length envelopes and loop settings for each slice, or build zones in sampler if you want multi-layer mapping. I. Tightening transients and shaping the break on the drum rack chains. Insert stock devices. EQ A to HBF around 4080 HG to reduce mud or isolate hits. A compressor or glue for group glue. Saturator for harmonic grit. and drum bus for transient bite. Use utility for gain staging. For snare slash clap punch, use a fast attack compressor or a drum bus transient control. Sidechain compression from a clean kick can be used for modern gating effects. J. Groove, swing, and micro timing science open the groove pool CMD slash control plus G. Drag in a DNB groove or extract a groove from a reference loop. Apply the groove to your MIDI or audio clips and adjust timing and quantize amount. For micro nudges, use clip view start offset in milliseconds or manually move individual MIDI notes with a fine grid like 1/64 or 1/128 humanized timing. K. Advanced layering and resampling workflow. Duplicate the drum rack track. On the duplicate, use Complex Pro. Add subtle reverb like hybrid reverb and gentle pitch shifting with frequency shifter. Then low pass to create a pad from the same slices. Create a new audio track and set input from the drum rack output, or use resampling and record a performance to print a processed break. This gives you a consolidated audio asset you can iterate on. Common mistakes and how to avoid them. Over warping long sections causes phase artifacts. Slice into shorter phrases before heavy warping. Choosing Complex slash Complex Pro first can make drums lifeless. Try beats first for punch. Not keeping an unwarped original. Always keep ARG ref to resample if artifacts appear. Slicing too coarsely. Using 1/4 or 1/8 loses micro rhythmic detail. Use transients or 1/16, 1/32. Not compensating for pitch shifts. Check clip transpose and use frequency shifter if necessary. Overprocessing before warping or slicing. Apply heavy saturation and compression after you've locked timing to avoid exaggerating artifacts. Pro tips and workflow hygiene. Work non-destructively. Duplicate clips and tracks before big edits for quick A/B. 2. Copy warping strategy. Create one version in beats mode for transient clarity and another in complex/complex pro for tonal fidelity. Layer them and use EQ to blend punch and body. Use freeze and flatten to render complex warps to audio for CPU savings and stable reslicing. Sparse anchor technique. Use anchors at start, end, and renal drift points rather than tying down every transient. Too many markers cause spectral spearing. Use Alt/Option while dragging for fine control. Transient preservation specifics. Start with beats preserve on a short value. If phasing occurs, switch small regions to Complex Pro or duplicate the clip and apply different warp modes to each duplicate. Use Tiny Fades 310ms at slice boundaries to remove clicks. Clip gain slash fade handles discontinuities better than heavy transient processing. Phase and polarity hygiene. When layering warped versions, check phase. Flip polarity on one copy or nudge start offsets by samples if stacking sounds thin. Drum rack mapping. Set root key intentionally, e.g. C1, and rename chains to reflect slice positions. Record a short MIDI performance immediately and apply a velocity curve to avoid static repetitions. Simpler micro editing. Small start offsets 0.56 ms can remove bleed and sharpen hits. Use a non-zero attack to avoid clicks. Groove extraction. Extract a groove from ARG ref to preserve character and apply it at a conservative strength to your MIDI slices. Humanization. Use subtle start offsets and velocity variation. If you want a mechanical sound, quantize fully then back off with groove amount or manual nudging. CPU tips. Freeze and flatten after committing to warps, or resample takes at different warp mode blends and label them clearly. Creative processing chain stock devices. Punch chain. EC8HBF 4060HE. Fast compressor. Drum bus with transient knob and 10-20% drive. Saturator soft or analog clip. Then glue compressor on group. Air slash texture chain. Duplicate break. Low pass to 36kHz. Hybrid reverb short decay. Frequency shifter subtle detune. Then low pass to tuck under main break. Parallel transient shaping. Duplicate the break. Compress heavily on duplicate. Blend small amounts and invert phase if needed to find the sweet spot. Clip envelopes and creative edits. Automate clip transpose for micro pitch movement and clip start for stutter effects inside simpler. Exporting and reuse. Export with 0.5 to 1 dB headroom. Save drum racks as presets and include macro mappings for quick recall of the dimental character. Extra coach notes. Naming. Warp marker technique. Slicing and mapping hygiene. Naming and color coding. Include the exact phrase dimental edit. Warp a movie sample from scratch in Ableton Live 12 for breakbeat science in your live set and main clips. Use suffixes like beats, C-Pro, resample and color code unwarped. Working, and consolidated clips for fast A/B. Warp marker micro technique. Anchor sparsely at interior markers only where curvature exists, and use fine sample level dragging for jittery hits. When a hit sits slightly after the grid and you want a human feel, nudge forward slightly rather than fully quantize. Save both versions. Slicing and drum rack tips. Set root matting, rename pads, use choke groups for overlapping sounds, and apply velocity curves to keep repeats dynamic. Sampler extras. Use sampler for multi-sample mapping if you have sweet map beats copy for high velocity and complex pro copy for low velocity. Groove and feel retention. Extract grooves from the unworked arg ref and layer grooves for nuance. Combine a DNB preset with the extracted groove at lower strength. Phase troubleshooting. If stacked warped copies sound thin, try utility phase flip, micro start offsets, or low frequency EQ alignment. Troubleshooting checklist. Reduce warp marker density if flanged. Increase beats preservation if transients collapse. Check clip transpose if pitch shifts, and freeze slash flatten or resample to fix CPU spikes. Live performance hacks. Map macros for filter or transient morphing, use follow actions for alternate fills, and keep a workbench scene with multiple warp takes for auditioning. Legal slash ethical note, assume movie samples are copyrighted. For release, clear the sample or use material you own. For practice, keep usage offline and don't distribute copyrighted audio.